KLJB 90.1 The Eagle. Hi there, Marie Rock with you today, and this is our Leech Lake Division of Resource Management Program, and joining me in the studio today is Brandy Toft and Amy Burnett. Today we're going to talk about the Green Team.
The Green Team.
Explain the Green Team to me, Brandy.
Well, originally I came up with this idea in about 2008. I kept on seeing different staff members around the reservation having this common interest of wanting to promote sustainability or green ideas to make the reservation better. So I went to my boss and I said, you know, what do you think about this? And finally, after me hounding her, she said, fine, just go do it. She's now one of the more active members of the Green Team. So it's been a very sustainable team together to try to make Leech Lake better.
Okay, exactly what does the Green Team do?
We do a lot of things.
We're mainly a group of people getting together on the reservation, making sure that we're sustainable. Any actions that we can do towards that are encouraged.
Okay, explain sustainable to me.
It's a hard word. What it means is just trying to, well, sustain. I mean, trying to be within oneself, trying to create not a lot of outside entities. Captured within oneself and working together, and that's just more confusing.
Right, it is.
So okay. You start with what does sustainability mean to you?
Sustainability is all about making sure that we're doing everything we can to not use up our resources, not overusing stuff. We're not creating too much waste.
You just totally explained it to me. I was going to say it's got to be more than just recycling, because I know a lot of people, I recycle.
Right. It's everything from the things like food security, using our local foods instead of going to the big stores all the time. What about using Farmer Joe down the road and using their tomatoes and corn instead of buying them from California? It's about energy conservation. It's about decreasing the waste and recycling, composting, reuse of those existing resources. Does everybody need a new desk, or can they just use that desk that somebody else didn't need anymore? It's that kind of concept of reuse.
I like this. We're not tree huggers. We just want to lessen our impact.
Yeah. I mean, everybody is like, oh, you're a tree hugger. That's such a negative connotation. We're really trying to be positive and really bring positive changes about without making your work day or life different. Mm-hmm. It's all about just changing a little bit to make a big impact.
And I think that since we've been together working, that we have had an impact within the community and within our work areas. Because I've seen people's attitude changing. Mm-hmm. Like, they will go, they'll be like, sustainability, Green Team. And then they'll see what we're about, and they're more accepting. Ties back into traditional teachings, what we're taught at home.
So on the Green Team, are there types of, let's say, activities that go on within the community? Do you help people, maybe educate them on what they need to recycle? Because I know a lot of people don't really have an idea of what is actually recyclable other than just, what, paper and plastic mm-hmm. bottles?
No, we do. And it's so much more than just the recycling. We've taught community ed classes on compost. We've done classes at the Tribal College. Also, we've had a booth at Earth Day every year since 2008. We worked with the Catholic Bina Schools. We've done the Catholic Garden Club, Sustainable Tuesdays at Rail River Folk School, and especially with the Tribal Council. So we've been working all those different angles to create this group that people can come to and share ideas with us or give us ideas on what we can do in the community that's better. We really try to branch out and give that communication out there. And this is one of those tools.
Being that it's the Green Team, have you ever thought of like maybe having a community garden?
That is one of the projects that we can talk about here. And it's actually something that Amy is leading with us, is the food sustainability project. So
we're working on getting a grant, maybe two, going to cover some projects for food sustainability. We want to make sure that our people here are getting their needs met. We don't want to see a food desert happen. That's where you don't have any fresh foods available. You're just eating the barest minimum that you can to get by. We want to make sure that our people are healthy and have what they need. We're giving them the tools to do that. We want to make sure that people are knowing how to garden, canning, process meats, foods like that. Getting those projects going and have them available.
Okay. So if there is a community garden, I mean, I know that this is a project in the making, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking ahead here because I love getting stuff out of the garden, but you know what? I got a black thumb. I kill everything. Plus, I'm just not that enticed to go out there and weed.
Understood.
So would you just like participate in it and then you can help reap the rewards?
As you are saying, it is a work in progress. And that's another thing about what the Green Team can do is it brings people together. It brings these other organizations, these other divisions together. So with this food sustainability project, they're working with SHIP program with Leech Lake, and they're working on these individual gardens and also several community gardens that are going to be out there in the outlying communities.
Wow.
So people can have fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, and then turning around and having some composting out there. So they bring in the natural, not using fertilizers. And then we're working on this other project of food mapping. And I know Amy has some more information on that.
Great. The GIS mapping, we're going to do a food shed. Ryan Anderson is going to be our coordinator for that. We're going to identify locally produced foods that are available. He's going to go through and make sure everybody can pick those out and see what is available for each producer. We're going to do one that's more for general public information, that what is available for them, and the suitable growing soils and water is another thing, so that we can look at the map and say, oh, your area is really good for this type of food, so that we're not getting people discouraged. Okay. If they go out and start a garden and their soil types are not correct for what they want to try to grow, mm-hmm. you can get discouraged if you're a first-time gardener. So we want to make sure that everybody knows what their soil types are so they're a little more successful.
I see here, Brandy, that compost project. Exactly what is compost? Talk to me about this because I'm not really sure what that's all about.
Composting is fun. I mean, I didn't start composting till the Green Team started talking about this, and I started one in my own backyard, and it's pretty much taking all your organic material from your home. Mm-hmm. So not only food scraps, but paper towels, dryer lint, paper, some of this stuff that you just throw away, all of you throw away. Mm-hmm. So you're removing this stuff from the waste stream, and you're taking it and you're putting it in your compost, and it all turns around and turns back into dirt, which is great fertilizer for your garden.
Really? It turns back into dirt.
Yeah. It turns back into dirt. So it's like a natural organic fertilizer. So you're not using those, you know, big box store fertilizers. You're using your own from your banana peels, from your paper towels, from your dryer lint, from your hot dish that you made. You're putting that all back into nature in a proper manner, mm-hmm. taking it out of the landfills where it doesn't create other problems there, and using it to grow your own food or your flowers.
Okay. Wow. I never knew there was a use for leftover stuff. And
there is.
Especially dryer lint. Come on.
Yeah. But we have big projects here. We're working with the Palace Casino, the Tribal College, the Bugganegishik School, the Solid Waste Department, and our newest partner with that is the Catholic Bina School. All big producers of a lot of waste of food that can come together, make their own compost, and use it within their own facilities.
So let's say I personally don't have a use for compost, because like I said, I kill everything whenever I garden. What could I do with that? I mean, would it be wise for me to go ahead and try to do that, and then where would it go from there?
You could easily do it at your home and not use it, but in your yard. Okay. Fill holes in your yard. It'd be fertilizer for your grass, fertilizer for your flowers, or whatever else you have in your yard. Or you could give it away to a gardener. Okay. But the point is, you're taking it out of your waste stream.
I didn't know that. What else does a Green Team have planned out for this year?
Well, we want to continue supporting our styrofoam ban. Styrofoam can last 500 years in a landfill.
Really?
500 years. So we really want to keep that out. And we have a styrofoam ban for the government side. We have different things that we've been doing, like energy rebates. And one big thing that just came up was the government sign, the new one that's right. being built. We were brought in the early stages of it and able to get some really good green initiatives put into it. So I counted about 10 or 12 initiatives that we got put in there. LED lights, skylights, different ways of insulation, things like that really will make a difference and help the band economically down the road. Other things, we're just continue to brainstorm on this food mapping, the food shed, food sustainability. That's going to be our big project coming up. Also with the composting, we're continuing with that. And
do you guys recycle paper? Like you have a box in your office, and let's say I get done looking at this and I just throw it in the box. Is that...
This is correct. Actually, I've seen these in your office.
We have them. Yeah, we don't have one right now, shameful enough to say. We kind of lost it when they threw it out in the garbage. So I'd like to get one of those back again.
Definitely. We support that recycling effort, working with Solid Waste. Solid Waste is one of the partners on our Green Team.
Okay.
So we work in conjunction with them to promote the composting, which they will have in the future out there in their new facility, but also the recycling will be ramped up once our new facility is up and running.
All right, ladies, thank you for coming in today. How do we get a hold of you if we have any more questions on anything that the Green Team does?
You can contact me, Brandy, at 218-335-7429, or
you can contact me. I work at the purchasing department, actually, so that's 218-335-3764.
Okay. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That is our program for today. This is the Leech Lake Division of Resource Management. Thanks for joining us on KOJB 90.1 The Eagle.